Good morning, Kristen.
Hi, Liz.
So Memorial Hospital got $1.25 million from the federal government to beef up training for medical students and residents in primary care for kids, mainly in Pawtucket and Central Falls, areas where there's not enough access to primary care. But this is a hospital where you normally think of going for emergencies or serious illnesses, maybe surgery, not necessarily a routine physical or a sore throat. So why would a hospital want to get into primary care?
Well, the answer is simple: to fill a need. You know, there's fairly widespread agreement in this state that we need more primary care doctors, especially for kids and especially for underserved communities. Part of the problem is that primary care just doesn't pay as well as other specialties. Plus, we've got neighboring states like Massachusetts where pay is higher, so it can be tough to attract doctors to the field here. Providing more training in primary care right in the community where you hope to have more doctors is one way to try to solve that problem, and that's because residents often end up staying where they train. But Liz, I should say that lots of hospitals already offer primary care services, but we're just seeing those services expand at a much faster rate now. Hospitals have been adding more and more primary care doctors, they've been buying up primary care practices, and they've been making arrangements with primary care providers and insurers to boost patient access to primary care.
So, Kristen, why is that? Do hospitals have some financial interest in offering more primary care? Is it about patient care?
Well, it's a bit of both, I think. You know, healthcare, as we know, is undergoing a huge transformation right now. You know, we're seeing all kinds of new initiatives that pay healthcare providers for the quality of the care they provide rather than the quantity of care. That's this whole move from what people in healthcare circles refer to as a fee-for-service-based system to a value or quality-based system. We're also seeing a lot of efforts to reduce costly healthcare like hospital stays by keeping people healthier in the first place. But there's a catch for hospitals. If patient stays drop, they need to figure out a way to make up the lost revenue just to keep the doors open. So getting into the primary care business is a way to get a slice of that action. And if patients need specialty care, they might benefit from those referrals too.
Hospitals aside, though, it sounds like you're seeing more of an emphasis in general on primary care.
Definitely. It's really becoming the center of healthcare delivery, or at least that's what the Affordable Care Act is promoting. It's a big focus of Rhode Island's attempt to, quote, reinvent Medicaid. You know, we're asking primary care doctors to do more and more, to be the first stop for patients and to be their one-stop shop for healthcare in general. You're seeing primary care practices with really skilled nurses, maybe a nutritionist, mental health professionals, and other providers on staff. That's to provide kind of more holistic care all under one roof. Primary care practices are increasingly paid based on how well they can manage a patient's chronic disease and keep them out of the hospital. We've got a bunch of practices in Rhode Island that are doing that now. They've got nurse care managers who can help patients manage their medications or solve other problems that keep them from staying healthy. And, you know, some of them are doing that over the phone, and some are even sending caregivers right to the patient's home. In my mind, it's kind of this return to a really old idea, and that's the family doctor, the person who sees you for everything and even makes house calls.
And Kristen, in your mind, is this good for patients, this idea of primary care as a linchpin for healthcare reform?
Yeah, I think so. If more people have access to primary care doctors and they're able to stay healthier and out of the hospital because of that, of course, that's a good thing, right? Not only for the patient, but also for everyone who pays for healthcare. That could bring overall costs down. You know, our health insurance rates keep going up every year. And that's in part, insurers say, because the cost of healthcare keeps going up. So reining in those costs would help everyone, no doubt. But when it comes to relying on a primary care doctor more and whether that's a good thing for patients, there's good evidence that keeps patients healthier. In my own experience, I like the idea of establishing a long-term relationship with my primary care doctor, you know, a kind of partner. That doctor gets to know me, my history. They can spot trends over time. And, you know, if there's a crisis of some kind, I'm not starting from scratch with someone.
Well, Kristen Gourlay covers healthcare here on Rhode Island Public Radio. Thanks so much, Kristen.
A pleasure.
Healthcare reporting on Rhode Island Public Radio is funded in part by a grant from the Rhode Island Foundation, Rhode Island's only community foundation.